Neil Stone child was frozen on the edge of Saskatoon 12 years ago. And now the body and the case have been exhumed. It's come to light that in the dead of winter nights, cold and remote, the Saskatoon police have taken men on one-way rides. Police chief, quote, it's happened more than once. We fully admit that. On behalf of the department, I want to apologize. And we must take ownership of the things that have transpired. Neil was 17 in a group home for B&E, was in AA but had been drinking on the night. He and Jason rang some bells, knocked on doors, looking for a friend. The cops were called, the boys split up. 15 minutes later, Jason saw Neil handcuffed and bleeding in the back of the cruiser, screaming, looking scared. Help me, they're gonna kill me. Neil's body was discovered 5 days later on the outskirts. Jason gave 2 statements to police, but they weren't taken. The death deemed accidental, the official version being that Neil Stonechild was on his way to turning himself in to an adult penitentiary at minus 28 with one shoe. An inquiry was launched 12 years later after Rodney Nastis froze to death, and Lawrence Wegner froze to death, and Lloyd Dustyhorn froze to death, and Daryl Knight nearly did but lived to prove abduction and abandonment were common practice. Still, the original case files concerning Neil were destroyed in renovations. RCMP investigations failed to find evidence for prosecution. So in a cloud of suspicion, the hearings start October. Neil's mother just wants closure. One. Two. Neil Stonechild was a wrestler and a painter, and I think he would have liked this one. He must have lost it running. He should have tied the laces. It symbolizes something. Mistakes. Getting chased. Empty spaces. One.
Try to go along with you if I just sing better than I did last time and not so. Why don't we do that? Why don't we try that?
I think I would have better luck.
Yeah, I think maybe we should do that, Dennis. That I might sing it along with at the same time.
Teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Prettiest eyes smile for me once more before I go.
Did you figure it out yet?
I think I know who the girl is.
Who?
Sarah Harmon.
Yeah, that's from this new DVD that we both got for Christmas, Escarpment Blues. That's Sarah Harmon singing along with her dad, Clem, there on one of the bonus features, Spanish Eyes. There's a bunch of sort of bonus live performances that are kind of interesting. You haven't watched the movie yet?
No. Have you?
Yeah, I watched it last night. I don't know. It's a nice looking package and a neat idea. I just don't think they did a particularly good job of it. It's a documentary of sort of this trip that they took. They hiked along the Niagara Escarpment and did shows along the way. And so there's some live footage and there's some weird like political rants and some footage of these meetings, these town hall meetings that they had to discuss the proposed quarry that was going to go in the escarpment and all kinds of stuff. And I don't know, it's kind of a bit of a weird thing. I want you to watch it. I want to hear what you have to say. There's some great live footage and stuff in there. But overall, it's I don't know. I was a little bit disappointed. Maybe not entirely as interesting as maybe as I'd like. I don't know how often I'd watch that because it's so much of it is the talking and all kinds of other stuff. Anyways, in there we also heard, excuse me, Chris Demeanor with One Shoe from his new record, the name of which I've completely forgotten. So feel free.
Go away with me.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Good call. Chris Demeanor, good friend of mine, and a guy that I've always loved live, but I've never really enjoyed listening to his records until now. This is a fine record, actually. It's one that I don't mind listening to. Good time. So Chris Demeanor, fine new record, and hopefully we're going to see him through town again not too long. We heard Tom Wilson in there, Keep on Grinning, a surprise from Tom Wilson. I've never been a big Tom Wilson fan. He's never going to be my favorite rodeo king. But not a bad record. I thought of the three guys who released records, maybe his might have been the strongest of the three. Dog Ears is the record. Leroy Stagger, of course, one of the lucky ones. Guy who just, I mean, I loved him before. Am I boring you?
No.
I mean, I know we've been here a long time, but...
I just yawned for the folks at home. Pardon me.
You need one of those energy drinks. We both packed... It's funny. We both packed bags to to come here to the show today, and we packed pretty much exactly the same things. We both packed the energy drinks. We both packed the chocolate mint. We both packed, cola
canned drinks.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. So have one of them energy drinks. We got lots. Leroy Stagger, one of the lucky ones, Depression River, fantastic record. I mean, I've loved the guy since day one, but he just keeps getting better and better and better. And Rami Mays, Let Me Run, from her fine record. And
good song.
In case you hadn't noticed, we're not stopping at 4 like we normally do. Tell the band to go home, usually ends at 4. But we're sticking around till 5 when Lyle gets here with Waxy's Dargo, so we got a bit more. Another DVD that I watched last night. I was trying to find the best DVDs of the year, and I think hands down it's got to be this one. I was watching this thing last night, absolutely brilliant. It's called Bloodied but Unbowed, Live in the Trenches, Bloodshot Records. It's sort of an anniversary celebration for them, I guess. And it is the weirdest thing in the world. First of all, I'll tell you in the order that I watched it. I watched it has these 8 short films and documentaries, and there's a bunch of ones sort of on Bloodshot Records, which are kind of interesting. There's a couple of bands that I didn't really know too much of before: the Sundowners, Split the Brayfield, the Meat Purveyors. And then there's this there's this weird documentary on Ryan Adams on his Heartbreaker tour. And the guy is just such a whack job.
Oh, like, you have
to watch this thing. He's wearing these big, huge, like Elton John glasses. He's got the hair going everywhere. And they film him on doing a sound check. And he's just like the most meticulous, weird guy at the sound check. Like he wants the guitar up a hair, now down a touch, now up a hair. No, down a touch. Now barely touch it. Go down a little bit. It's like
that's going to make a huge difference.
He's just got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect. Bit of a weird thing. But and then the funniest thing. Oh, my God. You got to see this. There's a show in Chicago, I guess. It's called Chic-A-Go-Go. And it's like it's all these folks lip syncing. And then it's a show for kids. It's hosted by these rockers and a couple of puppets. And they have kids in there and families dancing along while you lip sync to your song, and everybody does the crazy air band thing. The first one is Nico Case, and for the life of me now, I watch this late at night. I can't remember what the hell song she does. She does this great cover song, and the whole band, they're wearing these crazy wigs and outfits and doing the most bizarre lip sync you'll ever see. It's the funniest thing ever. They have Alejandro Escovedo lip syncing to is it a John Langford song? They have Kelly Hogan on there, and it's just the strangest thing you'll ever see. Well, I would pay $20 just to see that. It's bizarre. But then, that's not even the main feature. The main feature is 32 songs from the Bloodshot catalog, and some of them are videos. Some of the videos you'll never see anywhere else. They're absolutely bizarre. Some of them are just live performances from all kinds of folks, like... Alejandro Escovedo, Old 97s do a great one on there. The Sadies are on here. Kelly Hogan and John Rajos. All kinds of stuff on here. We're going to hear a couple of things off of it. Get the DVD if you can. It's pretty stellar. But also...
It was pretty cheap too, wasn't it?
It's $20.
Oh, yeah.
If you want just the music, you can download the soundtrack on eMusic. I think that's the only place you can get it. I don't think you can buy it. And it has some of the great live performances. We'll hear a couple of them right now. We'll hear a guy who we had on the show last year, Wayne the Train Hancock, who put out a great record this year called Tulsa. We're going to hear something neat called Miller Jack and Mad Dog, which reminds you not to drive when you're high. Important message. But first, something a little bit different from a guy we met this summer in Calgary. Definitely one of the live highlights of the year was this guy. He was a lot of fun. And so here's something from him first.
This is Robbie Foulkes. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Well, dirty mouth fool. She cusses like a sailor. Boys at the Double R say she's a fire brand. Yeah, but they don't know how the dirty words failed her. Well, she's tearing up the bed like a natural good time man. Well, every night of the night I met her, I was staring at a GNT. When a guy let fly with an F word, I had to look around and see. The bartender said, hey, Robbie, don't even let it cross your mind. Like a sailor, and the boys in the Double R
say she's a flat fire brand. Yeah, but they don't know how the dirty words fail her. She's tearing up the bed with a natural good time man.
Kids swerving out around one. They're going back to light and Lord, I guess they're having fun. They try to take the corner, but they couldn't hold the turn. And I saw them hit the tree line as a hot rock flip and burn. Miller's Jack and Matt Dog, they used to mean good times, but they're no good for staying to the right side of that line. If Johnny Law don't get you, somebody's gonna die. So do yourself a favor, don't go driving while you're high. The fire burns wild, Lord, I realized they were through. The car was full of people, never knowing what they'd done. And worst of all, the driver, cause he just turned 21. Miller's Jack and Matt Dog with the every time. They're no good for staying to the right side of that line. If Johnny Love don't get you, somebody's gonna die. So do yourself a favor, don't go driving while you're high. From a drunk, man.
To drink now, too long in the sun, having too much fun.
You and me and our memories. This is us. This is us. This is us. This is us. This is us.
You're walking at the barbecue.
You and me and our memories. This is us.
Me and my best friend Lillian and her blue tick hound dog Giddy, sitting on the front porch, cooling in the shade, singing every song the radio played, waiting for the Alabama sun to go down to red dirt girls in a red dirt town. Me and Lily. Just across the line and a little southeast of Meridian. She loved her brother, I remember back when he was fixing up a 49 Indian. He told her little sister, gonna ride the wind up around the moon and back again. Never got farther than Vietnam. I was standing there with her when the telegram come, a Lily. Now he's lying somewhere about a million miles from Meridian. Said they're not much over a red dirt girl. Somewhere out there in the great big world, that's where I'm bound. And the stars might fall in Alabama, but one of these days I'm gonna swing my hammer down away from this red dirt town. Gonna make a joyful sound.
Spend out with the gambling. live, live and original.
Okay.
Right here, huh?
Yep.
You asked for it. Well, let's do something that might be on a future album.
That is the great Graham Parsons along with Emmylou Harris there from this, oops.
Sorry.
No problem. This really great box set that Santa gave me for Christmas. Thanks, Santa.
You're welcome.
Graham Parsons, the complete reprise sessions. It includes the records that you already have, or you should have anyway, GP and the Grievous Angel. But it is all this bonus stuff and all this unreleased stuff, and we heard a couple of those. That was a live version of Love Hurts there. And before that, a cover of the old Leuven Brothers tune, The Angels Rejoiced Last Night. All kinds of cool stuff on here, like this. Check this out.
I was just very...
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I mean... this is this the interviewer asks, hey Graham, how did you meet Emmy Lou Harris?
I was just very lucky. I was in Baltimore. The Burritos had two more gigs to play as the Flying Burrito Brothers with Chris Hillman and everything. And one was in Charlotte and one was in Baltimore. And they called me in New Orleans and asked me if I'd like to come up and play the last couple of gigs with them. I said, sure, why not? You know, because Byron Berline was there and a bunch of guys that played bluegrass and stuff, and I thought it'd be fun. And Chris happened to mention to me when I was there, he said, you know, we were in Washington a while back, and I heard this chick singer. Said she's nothing but a folk singer, but she could probably be developed into a really good country singer. Well, Chris didn't know she was from Birmingham, Alabama, and that she knew more about country music probably than both of us did. And she it took a little bit of getting together, but like, I called her up, and she said, sure, come on down. And I met her at the train station, and she took me over to her house, and we sat in the kitchen, and I knew the first duet. I was thinking to myself, okay, well, let's see if she can cut it or not. So I thought up one of the hardest country duets I could think of to do, which was That's All It Took. And she just sang like a bird, man. And I said, well, that's it. And I sang with her the rest of the night, and she just kept getting better and better. The more I looked at her, she's got fantastic eye contact. She can sing anything that you're doing in perfect harmony as long as you look at her, you know. And if you raise your eyebrows, if you're going up on a note, she goes right up with you in perfect pitch, man. She's beautiful.
That's just, isn't that cool? Like, where else yeah. do you get that stuff? That's pretty awesome. So there you go. And we heard Emmy Lou Harris before that. A couple of tracks live with Mark Knopfler. A strange pairing, but a fantastic record this year. And a great DVD.
What's the record called?
The record is called All the Road Running, and we heard This Is Us off that. And off the live DVD, it's kind of neat. Like, they do most of the album, but they sort of trade off on each other's tunes as well. And we heard a cover of Born to Run. Not the Springsteen Born to Run, the other Born to Run that Emmy Lou does. So there you go. That's a pretty good little DVD. Thanks, T-Bar. And a couple from my favorite DVD of the year, the Bloodshot Records, Bloodied But Unbowed, Live in the Trenches. This is a very cool thing. We heard Wayne Hancock, Miller Jack and Mad Dog, and we heard Robbie Fulks with Dirty Mouth Flow. Now, the other night on Steel Belted Radio, of course, for folks that maybe don't know, you and I co-host Steel Belted Radio on Thursday night, 6:30 to 8, along with the T-Bar. We had a lot of fun making fun of people.
I feel like I'm going to hell for that.
Well, they didn't send them to you. They sent them to me. I should go to hell for it. But it was pretty funny. You got to admit. Like, we played some of the crap that we get in the mail. And so you got to admit, it was pretty horrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have made fun of people quite so much. They're kind enough to send in their CDs, and we appreciate that. But to be honest with you, we do get a lot of crap in that mail back. But every once in a while, a nugget slips through. Little shining nugget of gold. We got a few of those for you right now.
Cool.
A few of the good ones that get sent in that aren't crap, that we won't make fun of. And one of my favorite mailbag ones of the year this year is...
Somewhere around there?
Somewhere around here. It also features Sarah Harmer, who we heard a little while ago. The album is called Songs of the Wild West Island. I hate the cover, but a good CD. By
Actually, he's a cute kid.
He's kind of fat.
Well, he's cute and chubby.
I don't know. It's not even a good photo. Like, it's out of focus. And I don't know. I don't like the cover. But I like the CD a lot. It's real good. It's by a guy named Loomer.
Better day. What a difference lover, only lover. Tell the truth.
So stop your railing. You give yourself away.
digging a hole at the corner of the house where the grass won't grow, and I'm wondering, the water at your feet makes it easy to hear the cars on the street, and I'm wondering where you're going with no coat on. There's a cloud out there, but it's stormy in here, and if you have to choose, I guess real thunder is safer than indoor lightning, and I'm wondering where you're going with no coat on. The kettle and the coffee cup are waiting like me till the sun comes up, and a sleepless night makes it easy to dream about the day to come and what it means when you're sleeping with your clothes on. Now I'm wondering where you're going with no coat on. Won't grow, and I'm wondering where you're going with your coat on.
day, yonder come day now. Oh day, yonder come day. Oh day, yonder come day. Day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, oh come on day. Yonder come day, oh come on day. Yonder come day, oh come on day. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, I heard him say. Yonder come day, I heard him say. Yonder come day, I heard him say. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, it's a new year's day. Yonder come day, it's a new year's day. Yonder come day, it's a new year's day. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, oh come on day. Yonder come day, oh come on day. Yonder come day, oh come on day. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, it's a crying day. Yonder come day, it's a crying day. Yonder come day, it's a crying day. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, good morning day. Yonder come day, good morning day. Yonder come day, good morning day. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, I was on my knees. Yonder come day, I was on my knees. Yonder come day, I was on my knees. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, when I heard him say. Yonder come day, when I heard him say. Yonder come day, when I heard him say. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, a brand new day. Yonder come day, a brand new day. Yonder come day, a brand new day. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day, oh come on child. Yonder come day, oh come on child. Yonder come day, oh come on child. Yonder come day, day done broke into my soul. Yonder come day.
That was a great tune from David Wall there, formerly of the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir. He put out a great gospel record, what do we call it? Yeah, The Spell I Was Under. Fantastic record. Yonder Come Day there. Before that, we heard Ray Spoon, White Hearse Come Rollin' from Ray's latest record. Ray, quite prolific, puts out records faster than anybody I know,
no
I think. Ray also had a great record this year. Well, apparently it was great. I can't find the damn thing anywhere. We don't have it here, and I can't
find
it.
There's another one?
Well, there's that one with Rodney DeCrew that Claire phones for every week, and still haven't tracked it down. If somebody knows where I can get it, just so that Claire will stop bugging me, let me know. Because, no, I do. I really do want to hear it. But, yeah, no, I don't know why that's so hard to find. Before that, Jenny Whiteley, her new record came in not too long ago. Deer is the name of the record, D-E-A-R. We heard Indoor Lightning. We heard a great little duo out of Ontario. Sent me just a short little EP this year, but I sure do like it. They're called The Compliments, and that was the title track, Something Like Happiness. We heard Loomer in there, Only Lovers, and... we got to fly on out of here, KK. Lyle's coming in with Waxy's Dargle and all kinds of great shows after that. I'm going to leave you with... do we have time for that one? I don't know if we have time for that one. No, I'll save it for next week.
Okay.
I got a new CD that's bound to be a winner, but I also have a bunch of commercials to play. So we'll play some commercials. Stay tuned for Lyle. We'll be back on Thursday, right? 6:30 to 8?
Yep.
Back to normal programming starting... on Tuesday.
Probably.
Here in UMFM. So, anyways, thanks for being here. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com. I'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. And like I said, stay tuned.